Thank you, everybody, for coming out. And thank you. I'm going to do the same thank yous everybody has, but I already had this rehearsed. So thank you to Jan Beatty. Thank you to the Mad Women. All of these poems came out of my Mad Women workshop, so I thank you all very much. This actually is, I dedicate this to Tess Berry because this was her idea. It's called Parasito. One, parquet floor a blur, fever, tango, falling down fever. I remember marionettes, accordion music, fire in my throat as I dug my finger down it. Two, La Noche de los Museos, wandering streets, painting of tiny woman on blue canvas blew my mind, I think. I think I was in the Malba and the ceilings so high at the bottom of the world like that, Argentina. I got it in Peru, carried it in my belly across borders. Three, then the Louvre, years later, tripping on exhaustion, all the bodies pushing, not looking, the fucking Venus de Milo right there, and their cameras devouring her. The heat, tight crowds, stairs and marble, fever. I needed water, drank tap, got another. Four, not worm that time, but it took me like Madeline's to the mirror with tweezers, watching it crawl up my tongue in the light. Buenos Aires, hostel bathroom, some stranger's shower steam, my sickest moment, white worm, a whale in my body, devouring my untouchable life. Five, they started scrambling up the stairs to Mona Lisa. 1,000 years walked by, Caravaggio, marble. We did go see tango, I think, sat on the floor. The crowds blew my mind, posing, snapping, no one looking. I'm stoned on the world, aren't you? Vermeer right upstairs, the holy fucking ocean, Pacific, Atlantic, fever. Six. Straight from fish belly to mine, ceviche raw, then horses and gauchos. So many streets I've walked alone, nights with everything in me, belly burning. It ate me until I had to kill it. Thank you. Thanks. I wanted to thank Jimmy and Joan as well. So thank you for doing this great series. This is a series of, I'm going to read two poems from a series that I'm working on. Every one of them starts, it's titled Self-Portrait As, and then something related to music, because music has been a really important force in my life. Self-Portrait As ELO. Remember, it was warm, all yellow gold, incandescent with tan couch, tan carpet, 8 tracks looping on a stereo, 4 parents slapping blue-jeaned thighs. Jeff Lynne's voice like Lennon's unshaved fish, though I couldn't have known that then, or that the daughter I'd played with all day would be the first I'd bed, that years later I'd come back to the start, and my parents would hate each other still. Pre-grunge or new wave, I had no idea I'd grow to feel the world in notes, the song of being told to run away so my dad would come looking. I stayed till dark in those woods, making music of the dusk. Before a red light swirling on Chevette door in October night, the gun, the men, before the forsaken horses haunting like Nico when she's high, we left in the middle of the parade. Before goth, triumphs, or gods entered my head, the gold lamps were on. The windows would steam by night's end. My face buried in the corner of the couch, suddenly there'd be arms, chest, beer smoke, ELO. Thank you. And this is another one from that series. It's called Self-Portrait as Cate Blanchett Playing Bob Dylan. If you don't know, she played Bob Dylan in a movie called I'm Not There. Did I bind and stuff? Wouldn't you like to know? My pants, my chest. Slip your hand down, get the whole world. I met a woman from Romania who used words like trammel, said Plum Brandy. I wanted to love her, wanted to be her. Did I dream a man as a man, one not real, movie man? I'm not even there, and you don't know me at all. Thanks. My last poem is, it's called Osaka, My Most Miraculous Vision. And I lived in Japan for a year, and it took me 8 years to write about it. I couldn't access it for whatever reason, and the madwoman got me there. This is my first poem about having lived there. Osaka, My Most Miraculous Vision. My miraculous vision was the loss of words. Instant neon characters, two stories tall instead. Crisscrossed lines surrounding me, rolling the only parts of my life I'd brought behind me through sliding glass doors to the street. Vision, the smells hitting me. Fish and diesel, body oil on air in the instant city. 26 million. Character after character, two stories tall. I couldn't understand a word. Not a sight or the taste of tin in the gorgeous red streets. Huge lights surrounding me, making my way to the Yagi train I'd come to know so well. Miraculous, the vision to know in my pre-Pacific Ring life how much I'd need to lose myself in 26 million. All the words I couldn't understand, the streets of blue and white light, red. Enormous, kind streets, so fast and full, their hum. The silent farms tucked under mountains that graze different sky. Wetter, more quiet than our western dome of exposure. The anonymity. I'd stand alone for hours on the train, thousands packed in, no one saying a word. I needed that quiet so bad. Thank you. Go Pens.